This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is a grim anniversary of a terrible moment in U.S. history. 55 years ago today, civil rights giant the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed by an assassin at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. The nation and the world grieved. For the King family, the stresses and the trauma continued across generations. Now, experts study the health costs of stress in the context of racial inequity. Lee Hawkins is exploring the topic. He's a colleague who has a podcast in development for our APM Studios branch and is finishing his book, Nobody's Slave, How Uncovering My Family's History Set Me Free. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how are you?
55 years since the terrible events of Memphis, you've been reflecting on the stresses experienced by Dr. King's extended family, really even into new generations. Trauma preceded the assassination and new traumas followed for family members. It just goes on.
Yes. And the fact that Dr. King's brother drowned just a few years after his assassination, and then his mother was also assassinated while she was playing the organ at church in Ebenezer Baptist Church. And at the time, the kids, the King kids, were just children. And so to lose Dr. King, their uncle, and also their beloved grandmother really was something that put a lot of stress on the kids from a young age. And as a result of that, there were a lot of health implications.
Yeah, I mean, you know, post-traumatic stress, the word stress is in there, but it's really trauma that is the most evocative word in that phrase.
I think so. And as you're seeing, racism is now being deemed a public health crisis. The effects of accelerated aging are being studied in the context of racism by experts all over the country. And I thought that it was important to interview the King family about the impacts of that and the fact that so many people died early as a result of heart attacks. Dr. King's daughter, Yolanda, died at age 51. His brother, AD, had five kids. Three of them died of heart attacks, including one that died at age 20. When that happened, there were many other King family members who went in to get tested, and they found out that many of them had heart complications. And now it could be genetic as well, because Dr. Martin Luther King, when they did the autopsy on him, it turned out that he had a heart of a 60-year-old and he was only 39 years old. And so it raises serious questions about the impact of racism.
And this research that's actually going on in this field, I think you did a podcast with experts pulled together by the famed Mayo Clinic. I think the overarching theme was racial health equity, but you heard biological evidence that trauma, post-traumatic stress, and other stresses can age people more quickly.
Yes, indeed it can. In the scientific community, there's a real push to start to collect data about people's patient profiles and get ahead on the possibility to prevent some of these illnesses. We do know that chronic stress from childhood, adverse childhood experiences, having four or five or more of those can significantly increase the likelihood of a person dying 20 years earlier. So to be a young child and go through that, it wouldn't be surprising for someone to have a long-term effect and impact after all of that trauma.
Lee Hawkins, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.